Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Pleasure as always to have our Owen Cannon back. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. And we have two series and a movie for you this week. And we will begin with this. I don't think there's anybody, Owen, who lived through the 90s who would not remember the iconic series, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which of course propelled Will Smith to international stardom. And now they've actually, it's not, this new series, which is new to Sky Now, Bel-Air, it's not sort of a rehash of The Fresh Prince. It sort of takes that whole premise and turns it upside down. So it's sort of a re-imaging of it for this day and age.
Yo, who do that? Was it you?
If you ain't about that murder game, nigga, shut up.
You could have been killed. You know that, right?
Where are we going?
To the airport.
You're going to stay with your aunt and your uncle.
What?
Damn. Yeah, I think that's more accurate, yeah, description of the series. Yeah, so Bel-Air, it's, I think there's three episodes now on Sky and Now to watch. There's a new episode every week for, I think there's 10 episodes altogether. And yeah, so it's based on the original series that ran, I think, for six seasons back in the 90s. Everyone's seen a few episodes at least, if not the whole thing a few times over. It's taking the original and kind of introducing all the characters again, but they're all a little bit different, I guess. They're all modern, influenced by, I think it was back in 2019, there was like a mock trailer released, and Will Smith, he's executive producer on it. So it stars Barry Banks, who's a 16-year-old living in Philadelphia, loves Philadelphia, but unfortunately he gets caught up with a local gangster and ends up in jail overnight. And then his mother, Vi, sends him to his relatives in Bel-Air, and it kind of takes off from there. Now, it is, if you're expecting there to be kind of a bit of comedy in this, there's not that much, to be honest. It is kind of a straight up drama, so it is a much darker version of Bel-Air.
So I guess if you were a fan of the original, park that one and approach this with new eyes and new ears.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's for a new generation, I guess, but I think people who did love the original series will get a kick out of this. I don't know if you'll enjoy it as much as you think, but it's yeah, it's a nice kind of new stab, and I would like to see it if it continues to get a second season as well.
Well, we'll see what the reaction is like. So that's Bel-Air, new to Sky and Now. Now, if Bel-Air was an era-defying series, then this one, certainly an era-defying movie. Hard to believe it is 50 years since Leatherface and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre graced our screens. Maybe grace is the wrong word there. But anyway, he is back. And this is new to Netflix, a new movie. And it's basically a sequel to the original, where Leatherface is here waging war with his, well, chainsaw, basically.
Yeah.
So Harlow is a ghost town.
We have a vision for this place. All it needs is young blood.
I don't want to live here. This is a chance for people to start fresh somewhere. Somewhere safe. Hey, guys. You should see this.
Oh, my God.
So it's kind of 50 years in the making, I guess. Netflix has taken this franchise, and anything that came after the original has been disregarded. You know, just forget everything that happened. I don't think they were very well received anyway. And this is just a direct sequel that takes place nearly 50 years later. And there's actually two Irish actresses in this as well, Mo Dunford and Alwyn Ferrari. So they play central characters in this, which is great to see. I think it was filmed in Bulgaria, actually. But the action takes place in Texas, and it sees a group of young kids. They go to this far out Texas village, and they try and, you know, make it look new, and they have all these ideas to make a breed new life, I guess, into the town. But of course, they cross paths with the deranged serial killer, full of jump scares, incredibly gory, incredibly bloody.
Do you know, I haven't actually seen, I'm probably not a woman of my culture, I have not seen the original for that reason, because I love to be scared and I love horror, but I don't like gore and I don't like torture. So I haven't seen the original. And that was my next question to you, Owen. Is this really gory?
Definitely. I think the story's from two of the same guys who did the Evil Dead remake and also Don't Breathe, which are kind of newish kind of hits. So yeah, they're along the same lines. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek as well. It's more of a modern take on the classic, but definitely not for the faint-hearted, for sure.
Okay. All right. So that is new to Netflix. If you want to be, I don't know, put on the edge of your seat this weekend, then check that one out, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And we will end with this. This might be more up my street, actually. It is the new season, fourth season of the award-winning, multi-award-winning comedy drama series. And it's on Prime Video. This is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Just once in a lifetime.
You know what's great about me? It's when I'm me.
A girl knows a moment.
Every single show, I'm going to say exactly what's on my mind.
Mrs. Maisel, time to start the show.
I think it's time to start the show.
Mrs. Maisel!
A once in a lifetime.
We're going out. Where?
When I can explore a new and exciting.
Where are you going?
To grab a hat.
Do not change your wardrobe. It's fine.
Just a hat.
It's never just a hat.
I'm going to do great things.
So have you seen this yourself, Carol? I don't know.
I have not, no. I've read the premise, though. And as I said, it is multi-award winning. Yes. So obviously it's got something going for it. So I am going to actually track this one down this weekend.
It's fantastic. I started watching this myself, I think, in 2020 and absolutely fell in love with it. I've been waiting so long now, and not as long as everyone else, because I think the third season came in 2019. But yeah, this is The Marvelous Miss Maisel season 4, if you haven't already seen it before. Based in 1950s Manhattan, it sees Midge, the main character played by Rachel Brosnahan. She's a Jewish American housewife living in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. She's kind of bored with her life, and her husband at the time, Joel, he goes to try and become a comic. He fails miserably, and then she kind of takes upon herself, you know, I think I can do it better than him. And she absolutely kills it. So she kind of starts her own side hustle as a comic. And then over the last couple of seasons, she rises to fame. And then the end of season 3, something happens, and this season 4 picks up just after those dramatic finale of season 3. So yeah, it's a fantastic series. It's full of comedy, amazing cameo appearances in there as well. The creator, Amy Sherman Palladio, she created Gilmore Girls. So there's a few cast members from Gilmore Girls coming into season 4. Kelly Bishop and John Waters is also in there as a mysterious role. It's fantastic, and I really enjoyed the first two episodes.
Can you just drop yourself into it now, Owen, or would you have to, you know, go back and watch the previous series?
No, I would say go back and start at the very beginning. Yeah, for sure. Because you might be a bit lost in season 4 because it kind of happens just after the big finale. But it's a cracking season, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens at the very end of this one.
So that's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Prime Video. So just to recap then, we have Bel-Air on Sky Now. That's the new series. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre on Netflix, new movie. And that one then, as I said, on Prime Video, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Okay, three great choices. There's three very different choices, I have to say. Owen, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks so much for that, Owen Cannon. From entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. And Owen, she will catch up with you again next Saturday.
Thanks so much, Carol.